I guess one of the things that really touched my heart was not too long after getting out of my training and starting on the street by myself, I had a 19-year-old kid sitting on a park bench one day. And I cruised through the park and he waved at me. So being the type of person I was, I'd always get out and talk to people, get out and play basketball, play football with the kids and so on. So I went over to talk to him and he had a half a joint in his hand when I walked up. And he was trying to hide it. And I said, "You smoking?" And he goes, "Yeah." I goes, "Don't worry about it, man. You're good." Probably about 5 minutes later, a supervisor pulled up. So when the supervisor came up, he noticed that the kid was a little shaky and so forth and asking what he was holding. And long story short, I ended up having to charge the kid for possession of a roach, which ended up leading to a misdemeanor conviction. But as a result of that, he lost his grant money. For school, he lost his job, he lost his driver's license, and his parents threw him out of the house. So about a year and a half of working with him, I was able to get him back into college, back home with his parents, got his driver's license back, got him employed. And that kind of really touched me hard when I seen, like, wow, you know, Ohio's supposed to be decriminalized since 75. And not just that, but, you know, I've watched all of these other cases where children were taken out of the home because of cannabis, not because of alcohol or firearms or abuse or anything, but because of cannabis. I just see too much of that on the streets, what I did. You know, we went out, we chased taillights to make the supervisors happy. If we found cannabis, we took people's money as a drug seizure thing. And to me, that was just, you know, it was wrong. It was something that shouldn't be criminalized and law enforcement shouldn't be spending their time on. Courts shouldn't be tied up on it. Families shouldn't be torn apart. Kids' lives, you know, or adults' lives shouldn't be ruined and so forth. So as soon as I did retire and I was able, well, I got involved with Responsible Ohio a little bit in 2015. And after that failed, then I ended up speaking with a couple of the senators, Kenny Yuko and Dave Burke. Had asked me to come down and speak to them at the state house. And so I went down and met with them. I got connected with a nurse and a pharmacist, and the three of us wrote up a white paper that's the introduction to a bill. It's called an act. And we submitted that to those two senators, and they ran with it. And it actually started out as a Senate bill, but them knowing that they couldn't get it passed through the Senate as a Senate bill, they turned it over to the House, who at the time, Steve Huffman happened to be one of the leaders, and rest his soul, Kirk Schering, very good friend. If he was still here, we probably wouldn't be having the problems we're having. But anyways, the House took it over. We called it House Bill 523, and from there, boom, we made history in Ohio. And so now we're where we're at. My part now is primarily, you know, as I said, policy advisor, working with the legislators on appropriate, proper language to use. You know, in creating the bills, creating the rules and the laws and so forth. 5 pages aside from my regular profile on Facebook. You can find me on there, or you just simply go to cannabissafetyfirst.com, and my emails, my phone numbers are on there. It's not a problem. My email's timj.cannabissafetyfirst@gmail.com. Phone number is 614-736-1861. I just recently picked up I just opened up a page or whatever you call it on Instagram. So we're going to see what it's like, I guess, playing with the millennials and so forth. But those are some places that you can find me. They're very informational, each one. We share about the same type of stuff, but they just each draw different crowds. That's why I have the 5 different pages that I have on there, or groups that I have on there. So, yeah, I'm easy to find on there and on LinkedIn as well.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.